So we got two things here. We got joy for Advent. And Tim, is there reverb on my mic? The FX? Really? Okay. It's this hall we're in. It just throws me a little bit. It's like playing in Radio City. And so we got joy in Advent, but in our 12 Divine Mind Faculty series, we have strength. And strength sits at the small of the back here. And to look into that, and hence the joy of the Lord is my strength. You'd think I planned all this out, but I really didn't. It just all fell into alignment there. So we had faith, our yes power, the first week, and we had will, the willingness to go ahead and have what we're saying yes to. And then understanding behind the right eye, and understanding knows how to carry out what the will has agreed to. And then we got imagination right here, right in between the eyes, our third eye, it's considered. And imagination, what does it do? Anybody remember? Okay. Turns obstacles into opportunities. Let's repeat that. It turns obstacles into opportunities. Because imagination, I can see beyond the boulders in my way, or I can see how to decorate with the boulders that are in my way, or I can see how to disintegrate the boulders that are in my way, because there is nothing that says no. There's not really nothing that says you cannot. You cannot have the joy you desire. And sometimes we get there and it's like, but there's this boulder in my way. And it's you. But it's not that. Maybe the boulder is saying, you're not going to get what you want by going through me. You gotta walk around this boulder. Or you got to feel this boulder. Or you got to pick it up and cast it into the ocean, as it were. And so with imagination, then Teresa, if you recall, did zeal back here in the base of the brain. Zeal, my enthusiasm power. Zeal is what enables me to be excited, to be me. Then we went to the power right here in the throat. Power is our word. Our words are so very powerful because they create images, hence with working with the imagination. And then we get down here into the heart. We did the heart and the solar plexus. Next, love and wisdom. And last week we did order right here in the navel. And this week is strength. The power of strength. And I want to read to you what Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, said about it. Strength, the energy of God. Freedom from weakness. Stability of character. Power to withstand temptation. Capacity to accomplish. Strength is physical, mental, and spiritual. All strength originates in spirit. The thought and the word spiritually expressed being the manifestation. Now, the metaphysical meaning of joy is the happiness of God expressed through God's perfect idea, mankind. Joy and gladness are strength-giving, especially if the mind is fixed on the things of spirit. Affirmed, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all this through God who gives me strength. And so to look at that and think about it, okay, my strength, what is my real strength here? Because I know what can zap my strength. What can zap my strength is somebody coming up to me and saying, you okay? Are you okay? It's like, oh, really? Don't I look okay? Oh, well, I thought I was feeling pretty good until you came up to me. But if I came up and said, boy, I like your hair today. What a delightful outfit. Good stuff. Oh, I loved when you said that. Oh, I like your shoes. And so all of a sudden we stand straighter and we walk more easily and gently into our life. Our strength. It's character building, it says. Now, what a lot of people don't picture being so with strength is silence. Our silence, our stillness is our strength. There are people who cannot bear to be quiet. They just can't bear. It's too much for them because they must constantly be expressing their thoughts. If they have a thought, they got to say it to somebody, even if it's to the air in the room. But to be quiet. And that's why I liked Vipassana so much. Vipassana is a weird dichotomy, because you're looking to be silent for 10 days while your head is screaming at you. The inside voice is telling you how awful it was she did that to you in third grade. In fact, she comes to visit you while you're sitting on the floor in the silence. And then you stay silent. And you breathe through it. Or you fall down. One of our members fell down at the Vipassana Center. But what I love in her story, she stayed silent through it so she could wave somebody down. So, help! No, she waved somebody down and they took her to get to the hospital. But to look at that and strength is my silence. My silence is my strength. And it really is when we get quiet and still, we replenish. We breathe more easily. We see more clearly. We see with greater or more correct perception. Our judgments begin to fall away as we get silent. I don't know how many of you remember my 5 second, maybe it is, meditation. Because so many people, I can't meditate. Oh, the voices start. And they do. Meditation has never been about not thinking. Meditation, the art of meditation is to interrupt the thoughts gently and bring yourself back to being. Just being, not being quiet, but to being. Now, my meditation, you can do it in the car. It's an open eye meditation. Let's be clear on that. If you're home alone, fine. Close your eyes. In the car, eyes open all the time. Just a rule of thumb. But this meditation, I have found to be so very effective. And all I do is this. Quiet did the room get just now doing that? I'll do it again. Now, to my way of thinking, nothing happened during that. What I know is possible is that everything happened during that. All good just took place while I was just simply exhaling. I was simply getting still. Now, I'd like us to all try this together. So you open your mouth, you take a breath in, you open your mouth wide, and you do what I just did. Now, some of you, and I'm not going to say who, did what I used to do when I first started doing this. I had a teacher teaching me about this. And he said, I want you to take these two fingers and put them all the way to your mouth while you're doing this. And I went, oh. I was so embarrassed. I couldn't open my mouth wide in front of me. I was so self-conscious. And some of you were like that. Which you can do things, but when you open your mouth wide, you open yourself wide to both release all that is not you and to let the internal being demonstrate what is you. So let's try it again, wide mouth. Do it again, wide mouth. So most of you are willing to participate. It's okay. It took me a while to get to where I was willing, even alone, to open my mouth wide. My imagining, I thought my mouth, I felt like my bottom lip went to here, and the top lip went to here when I did that, and then to find out, no, you didn't. But there's nothing to be ashamed of through that. You just might be missing out on part of a great opportunity while you're doing that. But that is truly something. You're driving down the highway and you go, and you're there's nothing. You're not getting rid of anything. You're not trying to get rid of anything. You're just being, and you're, it interrupts so many of the thoughts. It interrupts so many of the misguided information we are telling ourselves that our conscious mind sees on the highway, sees in our living room, sees anywhere. Because I look at, you know, I could be, that stain on the carpet. You know, and I could do that. Oh, there's something wrong here, something wrong here. But if I'm not looking anywhere. If you're in the car, you need to look at the road. But you're still not looking for what's wrong around you. We're not looking to fix anything. We're not looking to change it. I don't know if there's really a goal in mind, except I'm not trying to be peaceful. I'm not trying to be different than who I am or who I've ever been. I don't have to try. I am becoming who I am there. It's not something I'm bringing from outside in. It's something that is being revealed from the inside through. And that is my strength. That is what enables me 6 hours from now to be calm and peaceful, where I might otherwise be chaotic and rageful. Has anybody experienced that through their meditation practice, that later on you seem to have an answer that you wouldn't normally have? Don't always get it in the moment, but later on, when something would be upsetting or stressful, you suddenly, oh, I know how to do that. Yes, I can be present there. What? What do you say? Oh, and we don't take it personally, and we don't. And I know it's cyclical for all of us. It's cyclical. Some days we're taking it personally, but this is why we come to church. It's why we study our spirituality, to be able to catch ourselves on those days when it's hard. And some days we're not going to catch ourselves. We're too entertained by the upset. But other days, and sometimes the upset is, I'm going to Disney World and I can't stop thinking about it. A couple of times I've been going to Disney or someplace, and it's on my mind 24/7. And it really distracts me from most things that I'm doing. And I don't want it to be interrupted. Better not upset me, because my mind is on here. So you can see the upset can come from something I really want or something I really don't want, but I can get fixated on it. And in the old days, when I didn't do much in life, going to Atlantic City could distract me for weeks. Now it could distract me for a different reason, but that's beside the point. And so to look at everything and say, oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Am I experiencing the joy of the Lord today? This season is an opportunity to remind ourselves of the joy of the Lord. That there is joy innately within me. I'm going to read something here. And that joy innately within me is my strength. Now, here's something I discovered I didn't know. Today, I was looking up strength in this book. And this passage said, the book of Jude. I don't remember a book of Jude in my Bible. Anybody? Anybody know the book of Jude? No, but it's right in here, right before Revelation. I couldn't have been more surprised. That's here. I'm not making it up. But Holy Spirit, here at the chapter 4 of Jude, says, you are not alone. We are one mind joined together in awakening. When you feel that you are weak, lean in faith on my strength. When you feel that you are weak, Spirit is saying this, lean in faith on my strength. So you see, even in the days I don't feel very strong, that I don't feel my capacity for focus is very good, Spirit, God is strength itself. So lean into what you know to be true. And Spirit goes on to say, my strength is one with your strength. So by leaning on me, the illusion of weakness is erased. Illusion of weakness. So that means weakness is not a reality. It's like sickness is not a reality. As Myrtle Fillmore said, as God, what did she say?
I'm a child who died, I died to inherit sickness.
Ding, 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 ding. Yay. I'm a child of God, therefore I do not inherit sickness. I'm a child of God, therefore I do not inherit sickness. It's the same thing. Joy of the Lord is my strength. I am present in the presence. Whatever God is, it's available to me all the time. What aspect of God do I want? So we're going to take a few minutes here. And we're going to get quiet again. When you start thinking, as I'm sure you will, interrupt it gently and say, oh, I'm going back to the quiet. I'm just going to go back to the stillness. Thank you. And when you start thinking again, you say, I'm going back to the quiet. So take a breath. We can contemplate the thought, the joy of the Lord, the joy of God, the joy of truth, capital T truth, is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Today I take great joy that there is more to me than me. Let's go on in. The joy of the Lord, the joy of love, the joy of life, the joy of truth and wisdom, the joy of God is my strength. I surrender my will over to the care of the joy of God. So it is. Amen. And so with this sort of a practice, all kinds of things can materialize. Things we have imagined as possibility in our life, having no idea how they could manifest. We have dreams. We have visions. And we begin to declare to the universe, I'd like to experience this. Ken is about to sing a song of that very thing. Thank you.